This is program number LW1804. Well, I've got a challenge for you today. Hi, this is Larry West. Are you ready? All right. Today, don't sell out your integrity. Once upon a time, there was a public utilities company seeking a franchise in a large city, so that company sent an unscrupulous representative to interview a city official there because that official's vote was badly needed. Well, to the surprise of that shady rep, the official informed him that his vote was just not for sale. Well, the representative said, "You can't mean that." He said, "It's the bargain of a lifetime. Look at all the money you'll get." Bargain of a lifetime? That's what the wise official's indignant response was. Bargain of a lifetime? He said, "I'll have to carry the guilt to my grave. I'll have to pose before my wife and my kids as someone I'm not. Don't tell me it's the bargain of a lifetime to sell out one's honesty, to put one's integrity on the auction block, to give it all up for a few dollars is no bargain." He said, "It's a high-priced ripoff." You know, there are a few things in life that should never be for sale. One is your vote. That's one freedom handcuffed with integrity. And when you sell one, you sell the other. And you wouldn't want the guy in office who'd want to buy it anyway. There's something else handcuffed to integrity that you wouldn't want to sell out. I'll tell you what it is in another story. At the end of the Civil War, a large insurance company offered General Robert E. Lee the presidency of their firm. They offered to give him a salary of $50,000 a year. Now, that was incredible, especially back in the middle of the 1860s. Lee told them that while it was obvious he was needing to find something at which to earn a living, he doubted that his services to them would be worth such a large sum of money. They told him, "We aren't interested in your services." They said, "We merely want your name." And you know what Lee told them? You can probably guess. He said, "Well, that isn't for sale." And that's when Lee accepted the presidency of a rather small college in Lexington, Virginia, at a salary of just $1,500 a year. Yep, that's another thing that shouldn't be for sale. Your name. It, too, is handcuffed to integrity. And when you sell one, you sell the other. Now, there are all kinds of ways to sell out your name. Hitler found a way. He did it with hate, selfish greed, lies. Judas did it. He did it with just a kiss. You know, we name our kids such things as George Washington Smith, Matthew Jones, Mark, Luke, and John Cooper. But have you ever met a Judas? Judas Johnson? Judas Jones? Ever? Why not? Because there was a guy once who sold out that name, and it was anything but a bargain. Ask him. It was reported that Alexander the Great singled out one of his soldiers one day, a man who was accused of being a coward. Alexander snapped at him, "What's your name?" The fellow said, "My name is Alexander, sir." "What?" came the reply. "Then," said the great chief, "change your life or change your name." My whole point today is, go the extra mile to be honest, to be courageous, to be patient, to be compassionate, to be true. Go the extra mile to keep your integrity. Now, the motivation behind it, I'm convinced, is our God consciousness. The degree to which a man keeps or sells out his integrity is the exact degree to which he cares more or less for God. In other words, it's the very principle on which our nation was founded. Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in their God consciousness, knowing that's the foundation motivating men to retain their integrity. The Bible says, "Whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus." See there? Integrity is handcuffed to God. Today, go the extra mile. Don't sell it out. Keep your integrity. It's not a bargain at any price. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. We care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.